So as I said earlier, today we're looking at if we can tell something that's authentic from something that is not, or something that's real from something that is fake. How can you tell if something is real or not? There are lots of counterfeits out in the world. For example, I once had a friend who went on holiday to Bali. So if you know much about shopping in Bali, you might already see where the story is going. So as a gift, she generously brought me back a Jimmy Choo handbag. So I don't know if you know who Jimmy Choo is, but he is a luxury designer, world-renowned, most commonly known for his shoes, very luxury, up there with Gucci, Dior, Dolce & Gabbana, very expensive, if it's real. And I mean, we were good friends, so there was like no facade. She's, you know, I brought you a Jimmy Choo handbag, and we both just laughed. Like, we both knew. It's expensive if it's real. My friend loved me, but she didn't love me thousands of dollars of handbag worth. She'd gotten me a knockoff. And the thing was, though, I didn't really care, because I've never had a real Jimmy Choo handbag. I'm never going to have one. I'm not like a handbag, you know, I don't know what you call it, like fanatic. I'm not. Whatever. I could have had a guess at what the differences may have been if you put the real and the fake next to each other, but I didn't really know because I don't really know what the real ones look like. So I didn't really mind. And my theory is that you will only be able to tell the fake if you really know what the real looks like. So we're going to test this theory. Does anybody play with Lego? Show of hands. Oh, cool. Does anybody play with it, like, a lot? Like, you are, like, really certain that you know what it looks like. Okay, do you know what? I'm going to pick Enzo. I feel like pastor's kids never get to get picked, but your dad didn't do this sermon, so you get to come up. Enzo, can you come up and help me for a sec? So I've got some, make sure I've got the right cups. Yep, those are the right cups. It's got some cups of Lego here. I'm going to show them to you in a second. You're not going to be allowed to touch them. Can only look at them. And you've got to tell me which ones are real. Real Lego brand. Okay? Here we go. There's number one. Number two. Number three. Have a think. Or do you already know? Yeah, you got to tell me which one's real. Oh, I don't know where another microphone is. Down here. Are you ready? You reckon this one's real? Okay. Why do you think that one's real? We're not sure anymore. Okay, the look of the circles on it. Yep. Okay, you're still making your mind up. That's right. I'll give you one more minute. Final guess. Which one do you think? This one. Okay. How confident are we? 99%. Okay, cool. You were right. These are the real Legos. Well done. Cool. And the more, it's because you play with them so much, right? So you knew that these little circles here were too big, for instance. Yeah. Good job. You can go and have a seat. Thanks, Enzo. I'll just clear those away. Cool. And that's the thing. The more you see something, the more you get familiar with it and the more you know it. In our Bible reading, you heard the following verses. This is from 2 John, and these are verses 7 to 11. I say this because many deceivers who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ are coming in the flesh. Oh, who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh have gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the antichrist. Watch out that you do not lose what we have worked for, but that you may be rewarded fully. Anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them. Anyone who welcomes them shares in their wicked work. So if you've been coming along regularly on Sundays, you know that we're making our way through the books of 1 John, 2 John, and eventually we'll get to 3 John. And these books are a series of letters that John has written to the early church. So after, you know, Jesus was on earth, he taught all of his mates what to do. Then, for the first time, Jesus is gone, and his mates are trying to figure out, well, how do we follow Jesus when Jesus isn't physically there to follow? So John's writing these letters to encourage and to warn and to keep his mates on track. So sometimes we all know the rules, even if we haven't like necessarily spoken to one another about it, because we've all just know the same thing. So I've got some questions to ask, and kids, I want you to yell out the answers. They're not very difficult. I have confidence that you'll get them all right. Question number one, if you get mad at somebody, are you allowed to hit them?
No.
No. Well done. If you have friends around, should you share your things with them? Yes. And say you're at school and your teacher says, everybody sit on the mat. Should you listen to them?
Yes.
Yeah. See, sometimes we all just know the rules, right? Sometimes we all just live by the same rules. And this is what John's trying to say to his mates. Look, we all know the rules. Let's just stick to them. He's saying Jesus actually taught the rules to us himself. He was here. We're lucky. He taught them to us face to face. And now that Jesus has gone to heaven, we have been working really hard to keep following him, even though he's not here with us. But it's going to get even harder because there are some people out there who are going to try and trick us. They're going to come along and say, no, my way of living is the best way of living. Follow me, do what I say. And we're only going to know if that what they're saying is real or not if we really know what Jesus taught us. We mustn't be fooled by them. Make sure we know Jesus' teachings super well because, like it says in verse 9, anyone who runs ahead and does not continue in the teaching of Christ does not have God. Whoever continues in the teaching has both the Father and the Son. So Enzo, you knew the real Lego because you play with it all the time, right? So we need to know Jesus' word. We need to be interacting with it all the time. Does anybody here like to do a bit of baking? I see one hand. Oh, I see a few hands. Does anybody feel really confident in their ability to recognize different ingredients? Do you know the difference between baking soda and baking powder? I don't even know the difference between baking powder and baking soda. That's not one of the tests. That's all right. All right. Do you want to come up on the stage, Logan? No? Okay. Anybody who knows the baking ingredients that wants to come on the stage? Catherine? Come on up. Okay, so for this next one, I'm going to get you to smell some ingredients, but you can't look at them or touch them. Okay, so I have this really cool blindfold for you. Okay, you can stand right there. What have we got here? Number one. All right, I'm holding the ingredient. What do you reckon? Is it cinnamon?
I think it's cinnamon.
She thinks it's cinnamon. Okay, cool. If we click on, we should see if that was cinnamon. Well done. You got that one right. Hang on, there's two more. There's two more. Okay, number two. Here you go.
That's cocoa.
She says that's cocoa very confidently. That's cocoa. Well done. And the last one. She says brown sugar. Is it brown sugar? Well done. You can take it off. While you're still up here, I want to ask you, if I had asked you not to look at them but only to touch them, would it have been the same?
The brown sugar would have been easy to tell because it like it doesn't feel like anything else. But the other two would have been hard.
Would have been harder.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Thanks. You can have a sit down. Interesting concept though, right? Depending on how we are used to experiencing something, depending on how we experienced it in the past, is whether we're able to recognize it or not. So, yeah, whether you touch the cocoa, for instance, or taste it or smell it, it doesn't change the fact that it is indeed cocoa. But if you touch it alone, it might all of a sudden become unrecognizable. You'll only know it by smell if you've smelled it lots of times before. Let's remember that for later. So we've done some looking at things. We've done some smelling things. Now we're going to do all the children's favorite, listening. I'm kidding, my kids are allergic to listening. So we're going to do, I could say that because they're not here. I love you, Aaron and Chloe. We're going to do some listening. I know that there are some Formula One fans in the house, but you don't have to come on stage. This is going to be for all of us. So I'm going to get everybody to stand, and we're going to see if you can tell if the sound that you hear is a Formula One engine or not. Okay? I wonder if we'll be able to tell. Without smelling, without touching, without seeing, hearing alone. Okay. So, what are we going to do? We're going to stay standing if you believe it is a Formula One car, and you're going to sit down if you think it is not. Okay, so one click and we should hear a sound. So stand for yes, sit for no.
Everyone follow Jeremy.
Okay, that sound was a van. All right, let's all stand again for the next sound. Let's see. Sound number two. So we're going to stand for yes and sit for no. Everyone's looking at Jim. Right, what do we, let's see. Let's see what it was. That was a Formula One car. It was. Bex got it. Yeah. Okay, we've got two more sounds to go. Is everybody up again? Let's see. Is that a Formula One car?
Yeah.
Stay standing for yes it is and sit down for no it's not. Okay. Decisions made. Let's see. That was a Formula One car. Right, and our last sound. So we'll all stay. Yeah. We'll all stand again. Cool. Stand for yes, it is a Formula One, and sit for no, it is not. All right. What was it? That was a supercar. There we go. Did anybody get it right every single time? That's, oh, well done. Well done. Yeah. How did you know, Bex? How did you know?
Just used to listening to them.
Used to listening to them. Have you... So you watch it, what, annually or more often than that?
At the moment, we watch every race.
Every race. I don't know how often that is. Probably a lot. 23 a year. Cool. That's like roughly once a fortnight. Yeah. Okay, cool. Have you seen them live?
Yes, I have.
She has. Cool. Did anybody, like, really not stand a chance? Yeah, me. Like, if I didn't put this together, I would have had... No idea, not a clue. Maybe if I got to see a picture of what the car looked like, I would have been able to guess if it was or not, because I've seen a picture of a Formula One car before. But my ears are not fine-tuned. I do not recognize the sound of a Formula One engine. I don't go out seeking them. So that's just me. I'm not able to recognise the sound of a Formula One car. Now we've done some looking, we've done some smelling, we've done some listening. How about trying to feel something tactile? Does anybody do a bit of knitting? Cheryl does some knitting. Do you think that you would be able to recognise sheep's wool, real sheep's wool, from acrylic wool? Yes? Okay. Do you know what? I'll bring them to you. I have got three little samples of wool in these bags. They're yarn, in yarn form. And I'll get you, without looking, to just dip in and have a little feel and see if you can tell me which one is not sheep's wool. You can, at the end, you can tell me which one is not. Yeah, so there's that one. I don't know if looking would make much difference, but... And that's number three.
Kind of want to say the first one isn't.
Okay. You're wrong. Which was, so this was the first one. You reckon the first one isn't? The first one actually is. It was the final one that wasn't. There's no point in getting them out. They're just little bits of wool. Yeah, but you have experience with feeling wool, right? And you know what the differences feel like. And you probably might even know more than just feeling it. Yeah, looking at it, how it feels when you're knitting with it. Yeah. So every time we know when something is real, it's because we know... It's when we know that something is not real, it's not because we're experts in the fake. It's because we know what the real deal is like. When we're able to tell a fake, it's not because we're experts in the fake. It's because we know how well we know the real product. And so it is with Jesus and his teachings. The only way we're going to know if we're hearing something that is not of God is if we know what is of God really well. If we are practiced at listening to how God speaks to us, or feeling how God interacts with you personally, seeing how God moves in your own life, then when something or someone comes along and what that situation or that person brings is not of God, that's how we're going to know whether it's real or not. One of the many awesome things about God is that he can reveal himself in so many different ways. The amount of ways that we probably hear from God or see or feel God just within this room, I bet you would vary so many different ways. Does anybody, and I'm looking for a show of hands, does anybody actually see pictures from God? See visual pictures? Yes? Awesome. Cool. Has anybody ever felt something physically from God? Yes? Have a look around, church. Isn't this cool? Does anybody hear God? Maybe it's audible. Maybe it's more like a really strong, poignant thought. That one's me mostly. Yeah, how cool that within our body of believers right here, we experience God in all of these different ways. And just like the baking ingredients, same God, different ways to experience him. Some people might have smelled cocoa and known for sure that's definitely cocoa, but, you know, touched it or tasted it and thought, I've got no idea what that is. Yeah. The wool, I would have had no idea, but if you know wool, then you know. So, and so it is with God. Some people see pictures, some people feel warmth physically, some people hear a voice. And just like we can give each other help with our talents and our gifts in life, we can give each other help with our spiritual knowledge and our spiritual giftings as well to stick within Jesus' teachings. For instance, I have never felt physical warmth before, but I know that it's a common thing sometimes in prayer or in a really spiritual moment. People might feel really warm hands. I've never felt that before. Say one day I did, I'd probably be thinking, oh, this is a bit strange. How do I know what this is for sure? I know that there's one boy in youth group who has felt that before. I can go over to him and he can help me discern, what is this? Is this what it's like for you? What is it like when it's really God? Because I don't want to fall outside of God's ways and be tricked by something else. The amount of different ways that God can and does connect with us is awesome. God can do so much. So I'm coming to the end, but I'd like to give you a little challenge. First to mums and dads and kids, if you are here with your mum and dad or you are here with your child, I want you to have this little conversation after church or sometime this week. I want you to ask each other, so kids to parents and parents to kids, ask each other, how do you know for sure? If you are hearing or seeing or feeling something, how do you know for sure if it is from God or if it's not? And this is for everyone, very, very similar. It doesn't matter who you're here with. If you're here this morning, after our services, we have a nice cup of tea and a biscuit out in the lounge. At that time, when we go and have some fellowship with each other, if you are here alone, are here with somebody, doesn't matter. I challenge you to ask those same questions to somebody who is 10 years or more older than you or younger than you. So these are people that we don't naturally get drawn to. So 10 plus years older or younger, ask those same questions. How do you know for sure when you are hearing, seeing, or feeling something that is from God? And how do you know if it's not? And by doing this, not only are we going to be fellowshipping with each other, but we're going to learn about the different ways that God interacts with us, about the different ways that God can interact with us. And it'll strengthen each of our faith because we'll be able to connect with people in our journey. When God connects with us, we'll be able to take that and connect with somebody in our church whānau. So, yeah. The music team could come on up. I'll just say a prayer. Lord God, thank you that you are a God of family. You are the same God who speaks to a 5-year-old that speaks to a 105-year-old. And you love us each. You meet us each where we are. You speak to us each how you have uniquely made us. And God, I pray that we can love each other as you love us. And that we can lean on each other and use this body that you have created to work harmoniously to become more strengthened in you. In Jesus' name, amen.